Welcome to a special edition of Arts ID. I'm Robin Pressman. Next, David Templeton takes a look at the history of rock music on Broadway and gives us a preview of the musical Rock of Ages opening tomorrow night at the Curran Theater in San Francisco.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything going my way.
The phrase Broadway musical, it conjures certain immediate pictures in one's mind, specific sounds. When someone says Broadway and musical together, you can almost hear 100 years worth of chorus lines, tap dancers, possibly some cats, cowboys or crashing chandeliers, and probably singing orphans.
It's a hard knock life for us. It's a hard knock life for us.
Instead of treated,
we get tricked.
Instead of kisses,
we get kicked. It's a hard knock life.
Of course, 40 years ago, with the introduction of genre-pushing musicals like Jesus Christ Superstar, Hair, and Godspell, the sound of the Broadway musical began to shift reluctantly forward as the music of the streets and clubs began to rock and roll their way into the Broadway musical form. It has not been an easy transition. Broadway proved stubbornly resistant to rock and roll. Though Hair was nominated for a Tony for Best Musical, it lost to 1776. Jesus Christ Superstar and Godspell weren't even nominated. In 72, the retro rock musical Grease was nominated, but it lost to the since-forgotten rock musical Two Gentlemen of Verona. After 72, and a brief reemergence in 75 with the musical The Wiz, rock was shoved way off to the sidelines. There would not be another major rock musical on Broadway until 1993, with the stage adaptation of The Who's classic album Tommy. For the next two decades, with very few exceptions, Broadway belonged to Annie, Evita, Sweeney Todd, and the Phantom of the Opera. When a show did include some recognizably rockish tunes, as in the musical Dreamgirls, they were safe, easy-listening, light rock tunes. Throughout the 80s and 90s, as big hair bands like Journey, Bon Jovi, and REO Speedwagon brought their own sense of larger-than-life theater to the rock and roll arena, the Broadway musical continued to be dominated by the same band of composers, Stephen Sondheim, Candor and Ebb, and Marvin Hamlisch. Even Andrew Lloyd Webber, whose superstar had blazed the trail for rock musicals, was now pumping out musicals steeped in tradition, composed to sound like they belonged in a Broadway theater. Then, in 1996, everything changed, and this time, Broadway was ready. Jonathan Larson's Rent not only set box office records for a rock-themed show, it became the second ever rock musical to win the Tony for Best Musical, and then it went on to win the Pulitzer Prize for Drama.
Viva la vie bohème!
Since Rent, Broadway has seen a furious flurry of musicals built around rock music, from original shows like Hairspray, Spring Awakening, and Passing Strange, to nostalgic jukebox creations assembled from well-known chart-topping favorite shows like Mamma Mia, Movin' Out, and Jersey Boys. In 2009, two huge rock musicals were nominated for Tonys, Next to Normal, about a family struggling with mental illness, and Rock of Ages, another jukebox show built lovingly from the biggest, loudest hits of the 80s.
I wanna rock! Ah! I wanna rock! Ah! I want to rock! Ah!
Next to Normal won the Tony and snapped up its own Pulitzer, while Rock of Ages, which comes to San Francisco this week for a six-week run, has done for hair metal music what Mamma Mia did for the songs of ABBA. featuring the loudest, rowdiest, face-meltingest onstage band in the history of the Great White Way, Rock of Ages appears to have ripped the lid off the Broadway musical once and for all. The very next year, last year, 2010, saw a whole string of inventive rock musicals exploding all over New York. History was made again when the Tony Award nominations were announced. The list included the Green Day musical American Idiot, Fela, a hip-hop-fueled biography, Million Dollar Quartet, about a chance meeting of four seminal musical legends, and Memphis, which won the Tony, a show about the late 50s birth of rock. For the first time ever, all four shows nominated for Best Musical were rooted to their cores in rock and roll. On Broadway, where it traditionally takes 20 years for music to reflect the sounds of the moment, the past has finally caught up with the present. Original cast recordings may never be the same. Janet Billig-Rich is one of Rock of Ages' producers. With the show ready to open in San Francisco, she spoke with me about the rock and roll revolution currently taking place on Broadway. So I've heard it said that on Broadway, even when there's been a rock musical, the Broadway rock sound is different than the real rock sound. It's Broadway orchestras playing in a rock style rather than real rockers playing the way they would in a stadium show. So when you first began working on Rock of Ages, how did you approach the problem of making sure that the music was authentic?
Well, you know, it's funny that you say about rock and roll being authentic, because that has always been from day one. Our goal is making sure the music was authentic, because if the music doesn't work, nothing's going to work in Rock of Ages, because we so rely on this is a rock show, and it's really an authentic, a love letter to the authentic 80s Sunset Strip rock. So that has always been our biggest concern, is that it sounds great and it's real. And it was really difficult to do, because you get, you know, once you get into the Broadway world, you're working with all sorts of Broadway people, and they want to Broadway-fy everything. So, you know, a rock guitar turns into some sort of like tinny Broadway show tune guitar. And we had to work really hard to keep our vision alive, because it's really easy to turn a rock thing into like a show tune. And it was, you know, we ended up, our lead guitar player on Broadway is actually the guitar player Night Ranger. Our lead guitar player, who you'll go see at the Karen Theater, is actually a touring rock musician. Our drummer in the band that you'll see at the Karen Theater is from David Bowie's band. So we really went out of our way to fit the square peg in a round hole of rock musicians working on Broadway.
What is it about 80s music that you thought belonged on Broadway?
The answer is this. Those songs, the songs of the 80s, are really, were really like a smidge away from a show tune anyway, where they're big stories with big emotion. And that's really what works. Is so what Chris D'Arenzo did was he created a story that used these songs to help propel the characters. And the songs really do that. They're really like deep and thoughtful.
Well, as you of all people know, 80s music is often mentioned along with the phrase guilty pleasure. So as a producer of the reigning 80s rock Broadway extravaganza, I'd like to ask you to tell us what it is about 80s rock that is pleasurable on the guilty pleasure side, and what about that makes people feel guilty?
Why are they guilty pleasure songs? Because they're just fun. They're not like, they're not meant to be, you know, anything more than what they are. And I think that's what makes people think they're guilty pleasures.
I think people say guilty pleasure as a way of apologizing.
Right, like apologizing for loving Poison or apologizing for loving Whitesnake. I don't know why people have to be so apologetic about it. And you know what's hilarious and what's so funny is as the trajectory of Rock of Ages happened, you know, we've had many like friends and different friends from the rock world come visit. And it's always like my hippest, coolest friends who go in like at arm's length and like it really is like, oh, well, I'll go see the show because, you know, you're working so hard on it. It's so important to you. But I'm not going to like it. And they come out like they're the first ones cheering on their seats, you know, with the lighter in hand, losing their minds. Tom Morello, Rob Zombie, like losing their minds, loving the show.
Well, things do seem to be changing on Broadway. There are suddenly a lot of rock and roll shows that are doing really well. Last year at the Tonys, for the first time, all of the nominees were rock-themed shows.
Well, I think Rock of Ages was absolutely part of the cultural zeitgeist of, you know, rock on Broadway. You know, you can't have the conversation with Rock on Broadway in 2011 and not talk about Rock of Ages. So I feel like we're part of the conversation. You know, did we like start the zeitgeist? Did we light the fire? I don't know. I think there was a hole and we filled it. And I think people see the success of that. You get, you know, when the Tonys take notice and your audience takes notice, so it's audiences and critics, when they can both enjoy it. So I think people who are creating shows think, well, if that connected and American Idiot connected and even, you know, Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson, like these are rock shows and, you know, people are loving them. So that's what we should create. You know, there's a market for it. Let's give the market what they want.
Rock of Ages opens tomorrow night at the Curran Theater in San Francisco and runs through April 3rd. For more information, you can visit bestofbroadway-sf.com.